WOKC News.
Time to honor veterans with WOKC News. I'm Charles Murphy. Florida will be honoring veterans with all kinds of ceremonies today. Okeechobee schools each have an individual way to honor veterans. The freshman campus have a public ceremony at 9:30. The high school has one at 1:30. There'll be one at Veterans Memorial Park for the public as well this morning at 10 a.m. Glades County veterans will be honored in Ortona as well this morning. The Okeechobee County Board of County Commissioners approved a change in zoning for some multifamily housing. It'll be at 4555 Southeast 50th Avenue, which is the entrance to Kings Bay. Residents did have some concerns about flooding and drainage and children picking up the school bus. Mary Lou Perez had concern about too much water on her property.
The front entrance of the Kings Bay subdivision itself floods every torrential rains and hurricanes. With frequent rains, somehow the OUA sewer system is unable to function properly.
Highlands County Commissioners will ask the Florida Department of Transportation to look at improving the intersection of U.S. 27 and Sparta Road. It's a spot where an Okeechobee teenager on a motorcycle lost his life when he collided with a turning vehicle October 1st. County Commissioner Scott Kirak says he would like to require red arrows at these intersections along 27.
Both of them were looking to make a left turn, had obstructed view, and went ahead and put themselves out there, and then something tragic happens like this.
A mobile pantry from Treasure Coast Food Bank in Okeechobee this morning from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. They're giving out food at the Coquina Water Management District offices at 17429 Northwest 242nd Street. Martin County Sheriff John Budenseek hosts the first ever Ag Safety Barbecue at the Bullhammock Ranch in Indiantown. The sheriff says it's a way to show appreciation to farmers, ranchers, landowners, and residents who feed the county and state and protect its way of life. They feasted on locally grown and harvested food, including corn, potatoes, shrimp, and beef. And the cold temperatures are going away. Okeechobee temperatures got to the upper 30s, as did some of the Heartland area. The coast mostly stayed in the 40s. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.